Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When the Arctic Monkeys emerged in 2006, they did more than just turn heads. The English rock band's first album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, was the fastest-selling debut record in British history. Their new album, AM, is full of layered, energetic, witty electro-rock songs. But today, we're going to hear the band going back to basics in a stripped-down acoustic duo. Alex Turner and Matt Helders of Arctic Monkeys are here live in the Soundcheck studio to play their new song, Do I Wanna Know?
1, 2, 3, 4. Have you got color in your cheeks? Did you ever get that fear that you can't shift the type that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sad to see you go, was sorta hoping that you'd stay. Baby, we both know that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you, ever thought of calling when you've had a few? Cause I always do. Or maybe I'm too busy being yours to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through, crawling back to you. So have you got the good? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried to kiss you. Well, I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sad to see you go, was sorta hoping that you stayed. Baby, we both know that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you, ever thought of calling when you've had a few? Cause I always do, so always do. Maybe I'm too busy being yours to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through, crawling back to you. If this feeling flows both ways, we're sort of hoping that you'd stay. That the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Do I wanna know? Too busy being yours to fall. Ever thought of calling, darling? Do you want me crawling back to you?
Arctic Monkeys, live on Soundcheck. Alex Turner, lead vocals, acoustic guitar. Matt Helders playing percussion and backing vocals. And Wow. Do I Want to Know? That sounds quite different, Alex, from the version that's on the new record.
It does, John.
When you're writing the songs, is this, you know, if you're in the back of the bus just working stuff out, is this what it sounds like? Guy with guitar and somebody with maracas or tambourine?
No.
The maracas rarely come on the road, I'm afraid, John.
Yeah, the maracas are a new addition, actually.
Can I just say, the maracas are looking quite patriotic over there.
Right.
Red, so white, and blue with stars and stripes.
Yeah, maybe you can help us out with this. That's what we thought. The guy who sold them me and all said
that. Said the same thing. But then we've had somebody throwing Puerto Rican into there.
Oh, I see. So, I mean, it's a single star, so that is the Puerto Rican flag, yes.
Yeah, so maybe that's, I mean, but yeah, the guy said to me when I purchased him, he's like, oh, very patriotic of you.
And selling him, he's got a certain responsibility to know what he's selling.
Right. Yeah.
So, well, all right. So maybe he thought you guys were from Puerto Rico.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. But
it's patriotic for somebody.
Exactly. Yeah, we couldn't find any Union Jack ones. I mean, I guess they'd be Union Majackers.
So the song's called Do I Want to Know, which, you know, it has that lyric about calling when I've had a few. Not the first or only time in an Arctic Monkeys song that behavior under the influence has been a subject.
You've got to address it.
That sort of is the theme. It's always kind of comes back to the same thing. It's just like a different director each time, maybe. But, I don't know. I can't really write about the mountain yet.
You're not quite up to the...
I'm not ready for that. Yeah,
yeah, all right. The album title, AM, I mean, people can interpret this in a lot of different ways. AM radio, AM, you know, just a statement of being.
Yeah.
Does it just stand for Arctic Monkeys?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is your Velvet Underground VU thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So there's no talking point there. I'm sorry. I don't know. I like the look of the letters, though, John, you know, the peaks and troughs in the AM and AM. That reflects
It's very mountainous, actually, if you think about it.
Maybe,
there you go. Are you guys fans of older... I mean, are you Velvet Underground fans?
Yeah. What's not to like? Yeah.
Really?
Definitely, yeah.
Elsewhere on the record, there's a song called, I think it's I Want It All, where you actually name-check not just the Rolling Stones, but a specific and a pretty old...
Yeah, a bit of a deep cut.
Yeah, 2,000 Light Years from Home.
Yeah, you like that, John?
I do. I also sort of appreciate reading in one of the articles or interviews somewhere that you, Alex, were having some stereo problems and were using an old David Bowie record to work it out. Aladdin Sane?
Right, yeah. No.
Was that when you had your hum?
I was having mystery a terrible hum. Mystery hum, and I could not figure out where it was coming from. It took me, like, forever to find it out, but I heard, like, Time... Like, cause no, that's the last tune on there.
No, right? That's Time is the first song on the
second
side.
On the second side, is it? Yeah. Right. Yeah, Time is Waiting in the Wings was like, it's just, too much. It reminds me of that home now, sadly.
So I guess my question is, why, if you're having a problem with your stereo system, would you obsessively repeat the same song over and over as a way to...
Because it was all, I only had one side working as well. It was like, oh, I don't know. So I was trying to get the other side going.
Oh, you mean
one side of
right?
the record? Or
no, one side of the...
Say, like you melted
know,
one
left
side.
Left and right, one side of the... stereo image.
No.
The field.
We're speaking with Alex Turner and Matt Helders, half of Arctic Monkeys. Where's the other half of the band?
Who cares, John?
Ah, it's going to be one of those interviews, is it?
Don't worry about them.
Now, have you all moved to LA?
We've been spending a lot of time there, yeah. Mm-hmm. All four as a team. First time we've lived in the same town for about 10 years.
And what has that done, if anything, to the sound of the new record? I mean, is this in some way your L.A. record?
People are saying that, yeah. I mean, I guess it's the third in, like, our L.A. trilogy, in a way, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's with Return of the Jedi.
But yeah, we'll have a good L.A. box set.
Yeah, but...
It might look like it says La Box Set.
Maybe we spent a lot more time driving, as you do in L.A., and there's something about this record that I think sounds good in the car.
Hmm.
So maybe that's an LA influence.
Right.
There's
the idea of, you know, car music, of, you know, having that kind of steady rhythm and stuff. I mean, we've come to expect that from Arctic Monkeys. What we don't necessarily expect is a song called Number One Party Anthem that turns out to be like this really slow, kind of mournful ballad. Are you kind of playing with expectations at various points with this record?
I think so, John. I think you've got to. Yeah, I mean, however, it would have been like more surprising if they'd have put Number One Party Anthem on, and it had been like sound like David Guetta or something.
Yeah,
like, that's where we should have gone, like double bluffed on him.
Yeah, that'd have been nice.
But yeah, no, it seemed just because that's the way it feels sometimes. Like in when you're in the situations that that song describes, it's kind of got that slow pace to it, and you're sort of wandering around a room full of strangers acting like friends.
Well, folks will be able to hear that and all the rest of the new songs on the album AM when it comes out on September 10th, Arctic Monkeys with their latest record, and we're hearing kind of stripped-down versions of it here in the studio. You want to do Mad Sounds next?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good. Let's give that a shot.
Alex Turner and Matt Helders from Arctic Monkeys live on Soundcheck.
Mad sounds in your ears make you feel all right. They bring you back to life. Mad sounds in your ears, they make you get up and dance. They make you get up. Yeah, they make you get up. Love buckles under the strain of those wild nights. Run, but you cannot hide. Mad sounds in your ears, they make you get up and dance. They make you get up all night long. They reappear. They make you get up and dance. Yeah, they make you get up. Suppose you gotta do what you gotta do. We just weren't feeling how we wanted to. You sit and try sometimes, but you just can't figure out what went wrong. And out of nowhere, somebody comes and hits you with an ooh la la la, ooh la la la, ooh. You got those mad sounds in your ears, they make you get up and dance. Mad sounds in your ears, they make you get up and dance.
That's called Mad Sounds. You'll find it on the new Arctic Monkeys record when it comes out on September 10th, the album called AM, but that's a live acoustic version from Alex Turner and Matt Helders on guitar and percussion, respectively, live here in the Soundcheck studio. Do you guys want to play something from the previous record, from Suck It and See?
We will do. Can you fill for a sec while I fill this cup up with that water?
I will do a little tap dancing here. You know what? Let's hear a little bit of the album version of the song that you guys played just a few minutes ago. This is a little bit of Do I Want to Know as it sounds with the full band.
Spilling drinks on my settee. Do I want to know if this feeling flows both ways? can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You're at you, cause I always knew. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for surrounding you. Now I thought I'd do.
It is a very cool song, Do I Wanna Know, from the new Arctic Monkeys record called AM. We heard Alex and Matt do a live acoustic version of that a couple of minutes ago, and now that you want to do the title track from Suck It and See?
Yeah, let's do Suck It and See, yeah.
All right.
That sounded gigantic then, by the way. Yeah. Wow.
It's got sing-along written all over it.
Mm.
So, all right.
Yep. All right, John, here we go. Suck It and See, then. Your love is like a studded leather headlock. Your kiss, it could put creases in the rain. You're rarer than a can of dandelion butter. And those other girls are just post-mix lemonade. You suck it and see, you never know. Sit next to me before I go. The jigsaw women with horror movie shoes. Be cruel to me, cause I'm a fool for you. I poured my aching heart into a pop song. I couldn't get the hang of poetry. Oh, that's not a skirt, girl, that's a sawn-off shotgun. And I can only hope you got it aimed at me. Suck it and see, you never know. Sit next to me before I go. Jigsaw women with horror movie shoes. Be cruel to me, cause I'm a fool for you. Shangri-La, how I often wonder where you are. You've got that face that just says, baby, I was made to break your heart. Oh, suck it and see, you never know. Sit next to me before I go. 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 The jigsaw women with horror movie shoes. Be cruel to me, cause I'm a fool for you.
That's the title track from the last Arctic Monkeys record, Suck It and See, live version from Alex Turner, vocals and guitar, Matt Helder's percussion and vocals. And do you guys do this a lot?
Is this the first time I've ever been involved in an acoustic session?
Yeah.
I mean, this
didn't
week
do
has
well,
been the first
John.
Time.
You did
this
really...
This is exclusive. This is a Helder's exclusive right here. For you, John.
It's not just that the songs sound really good this way. It's how differently good they sound. Oh. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you get into the studio, does what comes out often surprise you, having Alex written the song?
This time, I think a lot more, yeah, because there's a lot more going on. It's much more of a studio record this time, and the songs weren't written on acoustic guitar or sitting at piano. You know, a lot of time it came from like a, you know, a drum and a rhythm,
a like riff a, or yeah, something, yeah,
like a, you know, a groove from the bass and drums that we recorded on this little cassette four-track recorder, and I kind of wrote melodies and lyrics along to that. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of interesting now to, you know, dress them up like this and do it with like just some maracas and an akue.
Yeah. Well, Suck It and See sounded like the song the Everly Brothers would never have written, but might have wanted to.
Yeah.
Funny how that, you know, what happens to a song when you dress it differently.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the ones in the last album, you know, are a little more equipped to be performed like this. Yeah, because they were, on the other end, like written just like singer-songwriter-y, if you like.
All right. You know. I have a question for you from our listener, Guy, who posts this. What was the weirdest thing that happened when making AM?
Mm. Oh, Guy.
Guy.
You guys made this. Did, were you at Joshua Tree when you made this?
We started it off in Rancho de la Luna, yeah, in Joshua Tree, which has become kind of one of our favorite places on the planet, John.
Yep.
But we saw it as more of a writing exercise this time. We did record some stuff.
Something weird did happen
there.
Go on,
tell me what happened weird.
Well, he had like, we didn't know, but the guy, Dave, who like owns the studio and house, lives in the house, had like a snake skin hung on his wall, like a shed snake skin. But we didn't realise, and it fell off while we were recording and was on the floor. And earlier on, we'd seen a snake outside and we're like all a bit English and freaked out about it.
Yeah.
So then later on, we saw this shed skin on the floor and we were like, oh no.
It's like, yeah, like the snake's
in the house and it's just shed its skin, so it's feeling fresh. And it took us ages to work out that it was just the one that he'd had like pinned up on his wall and it fell off due to bass vibrations,
yeah.
I imagine.
So it was just coincidence.
There you are, guy.
These monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. Are you familiar with snakes on a plane?
Yes,
John?
I am.
There's a TV version, and he's got a quote right on, when he's on the plane, and he swears.
Cleaned it up
he says the MF word, mm-hmm. right? But they clean it up for TV, and it's a good clip if you can dig it out. And he goes, I'm tired of these monkey fighting snakes
monkey
on this
fight.
Monday to Friday plane.
Well, that's the overdub.
They overdubbed that for the telly, yeah.
That's great.
It's good. Check that out on YouTube, kids.
Is it at least the same voice, or is it like really obviously some playback voice?
Yeah, because like I think you saw when they put it on in daytime on like whatever.
But
network.
Sometimes it's an afterthought, though, isn't it? And like they'll just get a guy to go and do it.
Exactly.
Oh, not the actual.
Oh, I think now they got. They got Sam.
Big Sam did it, didn't
he? I think Big Sam did it, yeah.
All right, so Snakes on a Plane. Is that big at the back of the bus when the monkeys are on tour?
I've never seen it, actually. I've only seen that.
That clip.
That edit.
All right. Speaking of watching things, the single Why Do You Only Call Me When You're High has you, Alex, in a not suitable for workplace video.
Oh, yeah.
What was the inspiration? We're going to hear a little bit of the song to wrap up. What was the inspiration for this?
For the song or the video?
The song.
Yeah.
Well, I know what the inspiration for the video is.
Yeah, right. Well, it's kind of like all the same thing. It's just, it's pretty, it could have kind of been lyrically the song on like the first record, maybe that, like when I was really going in for all that. But, that's just what happens, isn't it, sometimes. Mm-hmm. You sort of get a little bit over-oiled and start thinking you're Iron Man or something, and you're sending text messages out left, right, and center.
There's usually a bit of drinking involved prior to the sending of the text.
Of course,
messages.
That's what I meant by over-oiled.
All right, Alex Turner, Matt Helders from Arctic Monkeys. The album's called AM. It comes out on September 10th. It's been a lot of fun having you guys playing some of these songs for
us
here today.
Thanks very much. Great time, John, actually. Yeah, this is
you sound surprised. You sound absolutely surprised to have had a good time.
No, no, John. So the moment you walked through that door, mate, I thought this is where I need to be.
A ray of light.
The song's called Why Do You Only Call Me When You're High from Arctic Monkeys.
Now it's 3 in the morning, and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you. to listen. More I get through the gears, incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls until my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high?